I don't know, man. That's weird.
I'm gonna go on YouTube and see if there's a. Oh, if there's not, I'll call Skype itself and go, what the fuck, you know, and find out what's going on.
Right. Yeah. Well, actually, we're just gonna make this part of the show because I want people to know Skype. So they updated some kind of software issue. First of all, welcome to the show. My name is Mark 13. That's Kingpin Angel. They updated some kind of software thing, and all of a sudden now, like, it's a huge to-do to try and get like a clear call for this show, considering that I'm in Cleveland, Ohio, he's in Wichita, Kansas, so it's not like we can get in the studio and just record this thing.
No, but you know what pisses me off is that, you know, if it was my fucking phone, then we could say it's my fucking phone. Well, we did it from my laptop, we did it from the other computer,
uh-huh.
We did it from numerous different sources.
Right.
Using Skype, and it was still giving me the same issue. So I really don't fucking know what the fuck Skype is doing to me. I'm being censored from fucking WWE.
I know. Who knows, man? I don't know. I mean, I have to assume it's the update that they put on this thing because it's weird. I mean, it's fucking weird.
It's fucking a travesty in the Book of Mormon.
Well, it's a pain. Well, the Book of Mormon's a travesty in itself, but yeah, it's a pain in the ass. But here we are. Yeah, so we're gonna go old school. Yeah.
We're gonna go old school, man, on the rotary phone, bro, on the fucking telegraph.
Right. I had to wait for all the clicks to go by. I had to put in your area code and everything. It takes forever. It's like standing in my grandma's kitchen waiting for that shit to click by.
Well, I'll be honest, man. Let's start off the show with a good note. I mean, not even a good note. A very good condolences to Dirty Dick Slater. You know, I mean, he passed away at 57 years old this week.
Wow.
That was a very shocking. Yeah, to the Dirty Dick Slater, man.
I did not know that. Well, that sucks.
If you would look on the Podcast Deathmatch Facebook page, you would have been aware that I posted that.
Like me not reading our own Facebook page. I did see something about Dirty Dick Slater, but I didn't read like the whole thing. That's sad. That sucks.
As you're talking, I am breaking the fourth wall, looking outside my car like the camera's looking at me like, oh, are you serious? You don't look at his own fucking webpage.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, I mean, that sucks. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. Legendary, you know, pro wrestler, awesome. One of those dudes that, broke the mold. And not only that, but paved the way for people to be called dirty, et cetera, like your favorite guy in the world.
Oh, fuck him.
I wasn't even going to say his name.
But you know, it's funny, though. Big Slater.
Dirty Dutch.
The story I heard about Dirty Dick Slater, you know, from Ric Flair, from all the other old school veterans, that said that this guy was the most baddest motherfucker on the planet, but he was tough as nails.
Yeah.
He fucking pissed acid.
Yeah.
He was badass.
Right? Yeah. 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 One of those dudes that was, like, true to the game. Like, he was not a poser, man. Not at all. Like, one of those Haku, you know what I mean? Like, that type of story.
No,
like,
brother,
tough dude.
Bro. Legend has it that women that he slept with, when he came in their eye, it was like fucking King Cobra Venom fucking hit him in the face. That's how dirty and badass that motherfucker was. The dude was deadly.
Handled the snake with caution.
He blinded many women.
With caution.
I know, man. He blinded a lot of women with the dirty, dirty, dirty venom.
Maybe that's why they called him dirty. I don't know. Dirty dick.
That's crazy. But you know what? Regardless of the fact, you know, condolences to his family.
Yeah, no disrespect. Yeah, that. No, that's just funny. No disrespect at all.
I mean, this show's all about, fucking being funny, man. But still, we send our condolences.
Truly.
The other topic today is, Austin Aries, man, fucking no selling for fucking Johnny Mundo, Johnny Nitro,
oh,
Johnny Impact.
I didn't see that. So what was this? This was on the show, or this was on one of their pay-per-views?
If you would look on the Podcast Deathmatch website, I would have posted that as well.
Now, keep in mind, I've been busy all day right up until this moment. This was the first moment that I have had all day. And the first moment that I've had free, and I dedicated it to recording the show, getting everything going. So get me up to speed, man.
No excuse, man. I'm going through a rough divorce. I'm homeless. You hear the violins playing in the background.
I do. I'm playing the tiniest one for you right now. I can't even see it. It's so tiny.
I know. It's a sad song. But no, seriously, it was at Bound for Glory. He dropped the strap to Johnny Mundo, Johnny Impact, whatever he wants to call it, which is a hell of a talent.
Right.
I'm so hard to try to keep up with his name.
Yeah. Johnny anything. The name might change, but yeah, the awesomeness is still the same. That's for sure.
The next week he's going to be called Johnny Five.
Is he? Is he be coming out to Mr. Roboto? No.
Johnny Five, me alive.
Johnny
Five. But seriously, apparently something happened in the back of the locker room. Eddie Williams.
Oh, because what? Because Austin Aries didn't want to do the job.
No, but if you want to hear the story, you got to hear it from the king.
I do. Man. Yeah, of course. Of course, I want to hear the story. But the first thing I hear when it's like Austin Aries no-sold somebody, just knowing the stories from when he was in WWE. And no offense to Austin Aries, but I was at an ROH. I'm 6'3". That dude was in front of me. Like, I had no idea. I didn't even know who he was. Like, walked in front of me to the restroom and walked in. He's got to be like 5'8", maybe, if he's lucky.
Okay. Do you want to hear the story, or do you just want to continue with your rant?
Both. Can we do both?
Back to my story. You just rant after the fact, because there's some juicy shit you can rant about. The point is this: apparently, he was supposed to drop the strap. They're in the back of the locker room. This is what I'm hearing about. I don't know for sure, but this is the story.
Right.
So Petey Williams was in charge, advised him that he was supposed to drop the strap to Johnny Impact. He was cool. Everything was gravy. There was no issues, no problems. Everything went perfect. Once, Johnny Mundo hit his move, 1, 2, 3, all of a sudden, motherfucker got up and no-sold it, gave the middle finger to Don Callis, gave the middle finger to the fans, and walked out. He said as soon as, his contract was over, Petey Williams came up to him and said, yo, dude, what the fuck? What happened? And he goes, hey, man, my contract's over. Once that 1, 2, 3 hit, my obligation to Impact is over, man. Fuck you. I won't be there Monday. It is what it is, and that's the end of the story. There's no
what a
we
dick.
Don't know what
are
the
you kidding
reason
me?
Why? Yeah, but there's no. I don't know what the reason why he said fuck it. He was cool. Everything was, like I said, everything was solid. Yeah, no issues until after the 1, 2, 3.
Listen, hey, you know what? You being a pro wrestler, me just being around the business enough and doing ring announcing and things like that, we both know. You sell that shit until the very end. That's your job. That's what they paid you to do. You got paid to do that. You didn't get paid up until the bell. You got paid until you walked into the back.
Well, if you go
not
on
only
the,
that, I mean, like, and it's a giant FU to the fans, don't you think? Because they're there. I mean, you're there to suspend disbelief. I mean, obviously, pro wrestling is not real. Like, I mean, the pain is real. Stuff that happens to people is real. If you watched, that match between LAX and the OGs, damn well, like, the pain is real. But, at the end of the day, you're there to suspend disbelief. And people paid a lot of money, I'm sure, to go and see that show. And that – he might as well have just stuck out his middle finger to the fans, too. That's bullshit.
Well, I mean, like I said, I really don't know the whole – I mean, like I said, he did what he did. I really don't know what was the reason. I would love to get him on the show to find out why he was acting that way. But
I would too. Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't want to run down somebody, but at the same time, man, like that's a hard one. That's a hard pill to swallow. It is.
That's what she said.
Right. But true, I mean, nonetheless, especially too, like that's the man, and that's the note that you go home on. That's a pretty sour note. That's what
yeah,
she said as well.
Yeah, but the thing is, like I said, man. But I mean, Mr. 13, if you go to the podcast deathmatch Facebook page, there is a link. I mean, there is a video showing the match and the ending.
I'm looking at it right now. So, and there you have it. Wow. Wow, man. Well, I don't know.
Just to let the fans know, you see how Mr. 13 don't look at our webpage, but I've been updating it every day and every hour.
Oh, kiss my ass. Who designed all the logos for that webpage and yada, 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 and set us up for everything? Stop it. Stop.
I thought it was High Spot. Didn't High Spot do our logo?
Maybe. I don't know.
But the other thing is that tomorrow, I think it's tonight. That HC Loke is wrestling Tommy Dreamer for the very first time in his hometown. I don't know what the fuck he's actually doing.
Tommy Dreamer, who will not return my my Facebook message. Yeah. HC Loke. Yeah, and you know what, dude? Did you ever see my chair? So for people who don't know, so Angel invited me. Yeah, this amazing ECW reunion show that was in Philly at the ECW Arena. Francine put it on. Francine was a gracious host. Amazing for her to let me come in. Went to the show for free, hung out backstage. It was amazing. It was really awesome. And HC Loke proceeded to get shit-faced before that match. I don't know why, because he seemed nervous, but then again, he wrestled in Ring of Honor for a long time. He was a referee for ECW, so and wrestled in ECW, he couldn't have been. But he was so... I don't know if he was geeked or if he was concussed from the beatdown that Axel Rotten put on him during that match. But his signature on this chair is like, you can't, it's the biggest signature on it and it's huge. And you can barely make out that it's HC Loke. But HC Loke was a hell of a dude. Awesome guy though. Super cool guy.
Well, the reason why he was drinking that night is because he was going through a bad divorce. You know.
Oh, that makes so much sense. You know, I never did ask you about it. I just assumed he got smacked in the head like so. I'm not shitting on him. He would probably laugh if he heard that.
Well, right now he's probably crying in his pillow. Aww.
Everybody was super cool at that, with the exception of Raven. He was a fucking asshole, but that is neither here nor there. That was do you remember Raven stole that kid's chair and put it in his car?
Hell yeah, I remember that. You know.
Some poor kid asking to get his chair autographed. He walks it out to his car, puts it in his trunk, closes it, and then walks away. The Raven effect.
Well, I mean, yeah.
He did sign my chair, so I don't, you know what? I can't really be that negative to him. He did sign mine.
Well, there was an effect that when he gave him his chair, it was gone. Did you catch it going to Monday Night Raw? You know, the Evolution was reunited.
That was on SmackDown, first of all, because they had the 1,000th SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, 1,000.
Yes. Yep. The Rock Show. The Rock actually appeared on the show too, on the Rock Show. Not in person, of course, because he's busy.
I can't remember.
That might be a fact. It sounds like he's joking. That could be true. Yeah, man. So they're looking to what? Set up Triple H versus Batista one more time?
Well, I mean, that's what it looks like, man. I mean, and also I think I heard the story that he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, if I read correctly. I don't know if he's in it or he's...
He should be.
Him and the Triple H is main eventing.
Only make sense, man, because they like to do the... the tie-in to the Hall of Fame to the to WrestleMania, that would make total sense. Although now the word is that Undertaker is going to retire at WrestleMania. So, I mean, what do you do there? Obviously, wouldn't Undertaker be, as much as I love Batista? Batista's awesome. Batista was really great in his heyday and great actor too, man. Like him in his shit. But I mean, wouldn't it make sense? I mean, if it's Undertaker's retiring, that it's all going to kind of focus around the Undertaker, which it should.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, man. And you know, I mean, he's done a lot in his business and stuff. But, you know, like I said, I heard he might be do the Hall of Fame too as well. I heard a story that he might be put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what the story was. I was actually just reading up on that, so I'm glad you kind of mentioned it, because I the word was that it was going to be his final match and he was going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. If they do, I wouldn't do Batista and Undertaker at the same time. I mean, there's only so many. So they have all the, like, every year, and then you have this headliner, and then they kind of have other people. I wouldn't do Undertaker and Batista in the same year. It wouldn't make sense.
So you would do Batista next year, and you would do The Undertaker this year.
Yes, yeah. Bad. If that's the way it is,
homo.
Would you not?
The
though?
Way you
I mean,
it,
wouldn't
like,
you?
I ain't fucking either one of them.
Wouldn't it? I'm not. Well, I'm not fucking either one of them either. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, you said it. I didn't do it. You can't do both of them.
Well, first of all, they're not going to do both. I'm not doing anybody. I'm not doing either one. But I don't. But I mean, it makes sense though that you would. I mean, you kind of want to spread it out, right? I know. Yeah, I know. It's not getting any better.
What the fuck? Dude, do you
you want to scatter? You want to scatter? You want to scatter it a little bit?
No, but the first you want to talk about dicks? Did you see fucking Shawn Michaels shave his whole head, man? And he got that fucking bandana. It looks like a fucking cock ring.
We were talking about it last week. Head. Yes, it's an awful look. It's terrible. It doesn't because it doesn't look like yes because I've coined him as being the heartbreak guy. He is he cannot be the heartbreak kid with that hairdo. He cannot.
But I keep seeing it over and over again in different promos, and I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, man! It's like watching bad porn.
Yeah, but that was that always happens. You know, I don't blame him. I mean, who would want that long ass hair if you're retired? Like, who wants that long ass hair? I wouldn't want that. Actually, I just kind of want hair.
Better.
I just want hair, period, at this point. But yeah.
Well, I mean, if Triple H cuts his hair, I mean, is it like when you try to be like Triple H?
Of course he is. They're bud buddies from like way back. Travel together, room together, man. Touch and feel together. No, I'm just kidding. I don't. Who knows? I don't want to get sued. Which is slander. That yeah now yeah and I still haven't made that phone call to WWE, so now they're gonna be like, oh hell no, like we're definitely not letting Devon come on your show. Sweet, thanks, appreciate it.
Yeah, you should have definitely called WWE.
I should have called them before I made that comment. Yeah.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to a Halloween party. Guess what I'm gonna be?
Giant dick. No, you'd go as that every day. What are you gonna be?
I'm gonna be me.
You? Are people going to ask you what your costume is?
I am going to be the kingpin with the strap, with the glasses, the whole gimmick. I'm going to be the character.
The character. You are the character. The only difference between you and the kingpin is the kingpin says papa a lot. And other than that, it's pretty much the same person as far as I know.
Yeah. So I don't really have to act that much, though. That's the best part.
That's the only difference. You begin talking, and you go, hey, papa. And then usually if you're talking to me, you're like, hey, dick, what are you doing? And that's really the only difference between, I think, between the kingpin and you.
No. Well, technically it goes like this. It goes, are you shitting me, papa? You know, and then I go for my shit. That's one of H. E. Loke's famous lines that I stole from him from when he was in the back of the locker room, you know, and I stole that from him.
Nice. Getting his just due, what? It was this 18 years later? Sweet.
No, but it's funny because he used to say that. Like I used to tip his, like, I mean, true story. I like when he would be in the locker room, I used to fucking like tip his bag over and he goes, are you shitting me? Or when I like hide his chair, he goes, oh, come on, dude, are you shitting me? And then one time I threw his bed out the hotel room, and he goes, "Dude, really? Are you shooting me?"
You
I'm
threw
like,
it
"Hey, that's
out
a
of
great
the
idea."
hotel room?
Yeah.
The window or the
So
door?
one day, out the door, and then finally, it was on TV, and he's looking. I said, "Hey, look, you need to check this out. You need to look out that curtain when I'm gonna cut my promo." So as he looks through the curtain, I go, "You know, are you shitting me?" And I look towards the curtain, and he looks at me like, "Motherfucker, you stole my line." That was my catchphrase, bitch.
Gimmick stolen. Game over. Thank you. That's why you don't
I
say
mean,
catchy. That's
thing.
Why you don't say catchy stuff in front of people. Shit. That's why suck it.
Well,
like, dude. Like,
DeVito.
Didn't Just Incredible or
Mike
no?
Bell.
Yeah, Tony DeVito. Yeah, Tony DeVito came
and
up with
Mike
the
Bell.
Suck it thing, and then DX. He's like, dude. You know, Tony DeVito had been sitting in that locker room like, "Are you shitting me?"
He was literally like, "Oh, what the fuck? He stole my kid." And then I said, "DeVito, you know, and apparently Danny Dory, myself, Bill Viss, all of us were like, "Hey, you know, Shawn Michaels even stole your gimmick, you know, the bald headed baldies with the fucking bandana, you know."
He did.
Dying.
He did. He's stealing Tony DeVito's gimmicks to this day. If he comes out
said,
with the headband emblazoned with Michaels on the front of it, then you really know.
And then fucking Danny Doring said that Triple H is going to be the king of kingpins.
Too funny, man.
Yeah,
what else has been going on? Oh, man. So something possibly major that I've been kind of keeping up with. So Bullet Club... obviously, you've seen the New Japan, they kind of split. So now you have like the Firing Squad, which is like the old school Bullet Club members, the Tongan guys. And then you have the Elite. Well, the Elite, it looks like they're, I don't know what's going on there, but I know they've tweeted that the shirts that they just had come out from Pro Wrestling Tees that are available at Hot Topic now. So this would be like Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, Hangman Page, they've all tweeted this is going to be their final Bullet Club shirt.
Why is that?
That's the question. That's kind of the question. So does it mean that they're no longer going to be part of the Bullet Club? Does it mean that they're going for... Because all their contracts are coming up at the same time. Adam Page actually denied a WWE contract because he said that they're all going to make their decisions together. Meaning the Elite. So Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, Adam Page, Kenny Omega, they all kind of come up at the same time. It would be pretty killer to see those dudes all show up on Monday Night Raw. Would be amazing. But nobody knows if that's really what's going to happen. So, I mean, that's just kind of the rumor mill is grinding right now. Are they going to start their own promotion and All In's going to become something of itself? Are they going to just leave New Japan and just stick to the U.S.? Are they going to sign with WWE? I mean, nobody really knows what's going to happen. It's kind of cool. It's one of the cooler things to happen in a long time.
Well, you know, inquiring minds want to know. We'll figure this out when the Bullet Club will make an appearance.
This is one of those things I don't think is going to be figured out until it actually happens, man, which is so rare in pro wrestling anymore. Like, it's like one of those Jericho moments where Jericho shows up on a New Japan show or shows up, you know, at All In or something, you know. I mean, it's not predictable. Like, you don't know, and nobody knows. And... like they've already said these are going to be the last Bullet Club shirts. Well, what does that mean? And, you know, I mean, I'm going to pick up, I'm getting the Young Bucks new shirt because it's actually kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, nobody knows, man. It's strange, but cool. I know that on Twitter, one of the Tongans, I can't remember which one, but they did tweet like, "Hey, you were nothing before the Bullet Club, and the Elite is nothing without the Bullet Club. Good luck in WWE." They did tweet that.
Well, we'll see, man. I mean, like I said, they're just going to try to make a little surprise.
Right. I mean, that could be just false smoke, though, you know? So who knows? But nobody
like,
really.
100%, man. But dude, you know, I mean, this is the year for the Halloween thing. Are you going to watch Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis? Are you?
Oh my God, yeah, I'm so not. Jamie Lee Curtis, dude. What is she like? 60 now? She's still sexy, still hot.
Oh, dude, her fucking pussy must be fucking like.
Dude, like you remember? Do you remember True Lies with the when she's doing the striptease in True Lies? Oh my God, yes, yeah, more of that, please, yeah. But yeah, man, I haven't went out and seen it yet. Is it out yet?
No, I think it comes out today. I think it's today, but I could be wrong.
No, okay, yeah, I know it drops soon. Yeah, no, yeah, totally looking forward to seeing that, man. I always see the Michael Myers movies when those come out. I always see them in the theater. With the exception of the ones that came out before my birth.
a couple trailers came out this week. Well, not this week. One was Pet Sematary, which looks really good. Also, It.
Dude,
Part 2.
Yeah, It Part 2 is going to be sweet. Actually, I heard the dude that plays Pennywise in that actually got hurt making it, like super hurt. So looking forward to seeing what he put his body on the line for. But yeah, that's going to be awesome. The first part was sweet. And no offense to like the dudes that did like the original It, but the original It was, I mean,
Tim Curry.
Yeah, dude, that guy, I mean, is awesome. Love him in Clue, love other stuff that he did. But yeah, this is much better. So much better. Not Tim Curry's fault, whoever directed that shit, because like all the baby faces in that movie were just so unlikable. Like that was that movie. Like, dude, there's a problem when you're rooting for the bad guy in movies. Like, besides maybe like Michael Myers and like Jason movies, like you should not probably be rooting for the bad guy in movies. But that one, like the good guys were just so awful. Like, you're just like, I hope he murks all of them. Like, I hope he kills every one of them. Whereas like the new It, like he's like hateable, like extremely. Like they started off where he just murks off like a 4-year-old, and it's like, okay, like it's on.
Oh yeah, man, it's a good movie, man. So I'm pretty stoked. You know, Halloween is my time of year. I love this season.
Oh,
you know,
God,
I like
me
the
too.
Cold.
Yes.
I love it when it's cold in the air and the Halloween is just like blossoming. But what pisses me the fuck off is that when I turn on the fucking radio, it's Christmas time and you can buy your shit at.
Dude, how is it already? I hate that. I was at a store the other day. I was at Target and they had literally side by side where you can buy Halloween stuff or you can buy Christmas stuff. And I was like, dude, it's too early for Christmas. It really is. It really is. Like Halloween hasn't even, you got to wait until Halloween ends and then you bring out the Christmas stuff. Really, when I was a kid, and probably when you were a kid too, like you would always see Christmas stuff like right around like Thanksgiving time, which seems appropriate, and it's plenty of time to buy your Christmas stuff. Really, like, do we have to have Christmas shoved down our throats? It's like during October. That's insane. It's insanity. It's too
like
early.
It's like crazy 80. The prices are insane. Like the commercial.
It's not even that. It's our selection of holidays are insane. Like what? It's way too early on every holiday. It's super irritating. Like if I want to go if you want to go and buy holiday decorations, like when are you gonna buy them? Like when do you decorate your house for Christmas? After Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So when are you thinking you're going to go buy decorations for Christmas? Maybe a couple days before Thanksgiving? Maybe? This is insanity. This is nuts to me. It's overkill. Stop it. There's radio stations already playing Christmas carols. It's like, dude, stop. Stop with the madness.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, I'm surprised the Jews don't even jump on and dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. The dinner made of clay.
They do, yeah. He wants to go Super Hanukkah. Super Hanukkah. That's not our Christmas tree. That's our Christmas bush.
Yeah, man. But it's just ridiculous with this holiday season. But, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean,
Every year it gets earlier and earlier. Like, dude, next thing, as soon as, like, there's a, like, the slightest of, like, cool in the air, Like, this is just going to be Christmas shit everywhere. It'll be like September. It'll be like the middle of September, and there's just Christmas stuff everywhere.
Why would it be coons in the air?
No, cool. There will be cool in the air.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, man,
There's
what,
not going to
white
be cool
people
in
flying
the
through the
air.
air?
No, yeah, you got to watch out if that happens.
Coons. Coons. You know, fuck this shit. You know, but I mean, I'm pretty excited. I'm happy that we changed our format to the to Fridays. I think it's a little bit better compared to the other times
Yes, yeah,
that we
much
had.
better. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
So,
Now,
fans, again, we apologize
yeah,
about
and
that.
everything will be dropping on Saturdays from now on. It's a podcast,
Nothing like it's
man.
hot.
So, you
Nothing
know,
like
I
it's hot.
it
Your
look, here's the
attitude.
thing.
Nothing like it's
We're
hot.
busy people. We got stuff going on, so you know, it just makes it easier for us. But we don't want to miss a deadline for you is the point. So that's why we changed it.
Yeah, whatever.
You're an idiot.
Fuck it.
Oh
Dude, we got to get some
God.
interviews, man. We got to get people on the show.
Well,
We
then
have to
drum them
meet all
up.
live
You're
on.
the famous person. Stop it. Like, I don't do anything. Like, what do I? You've seen what I do. Like, I send people shit and then, and I'm like, hey, and I drop your name. Like, I'm just like, oops, I dropped it. And like, and I
You
just wait for people to hit me back. That's all I can do.
know
That's all I
what?
can do.
You know
Like, I
what,
don't, the
fans?
only
No,
people that
no. This
I
is what
can
I'm
get,
going to
like,
talk
is
about right
like
here.
maybe I can get like the ICP dudes and stuff or like Twisted or stuff like that because I used to play shows with them. That's about it. Like, that's about it.
We need porn stars, ladies and gentlemen. Mark 13 is going to bring a porn star next week. He's going to do his best to try to get somebody on the air.
You know what? You know, I will do my best to get somebody on the air for us if you want porn stars. I think I can probably manage that. What the hell are we going to talk about? Their love of, like,
Porn.
that's what got us in trouble the last time. It was, you can have porn stars on the show, but you don't talk about porn. That's the craziest part of all. What do you talk about?
We'll figure that out when we can. We'll sit down and we'll brainstorm a little the questions and
You know what's gonna be funny
and
is
stuff.
like, so like what are you into? Like, nothing really. Like, oh, awesome. So what do we talk about for the next hour? I don't know. This seems like every girl that I've ever talked to at a bar ever. Like, I don't what do you want to talk about next? I don't know. Sweet. Sounds good.
Well, I hear you, man. I mean, we'll figure it out, man. Next week we'll try to get somebody on the show. You know, we can't keep continuing with the wrestling stuff. We don't want to over saturate it
Well,
and
no, we don't want to
over
go crazy on the
just.
wrestling, but I mean, you are a pro wrestler, so we talk about that shit. Like, that's kind of what we talk about. There's other
Now we
things
need to
going on,
do
man.
more shit.
What do you want to talk about? Like, you want to talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton has been doing a tour and that people are more and more talking about the fact that her husband should be taking a task for the Me Too movement as well? You want to talk about that?
Not now.
Yeah, probably not. It's an ugly subject. Yeah. Well, you want to talk about, I don't know. That's all you want to talk about.
Well, I mean, it's whatever, man. I mean, let's talk about shit.
Right?
We need a better topic than that.
Yep.
No, but there's
You
plenty of
got
stuff we
nothing.
could talk about. I mean,
Actually,
look.
you know what? What would tie in politics and the WWE, we can tie that in because I actually did want to ask you about this off air, but I'll just ask you on air because screw it. Well, why not? So the journalist that was killed overseas that was writing for that DC paper, and now all of a sudden WWE has canceled the Crown Jewels show. What do you think about that, man?
Well, technically, they didn't cancel it. They're trying to find another venue, and maybe they
Well, they're
already
trying to find a
have.
venue outside of Saudi Arabia because they're not going to do it there. So, I mean,
They're
basically,
thinking
it's a
about doing.
cancel, you know, but
Yeah.
it's, you know.
They're thinking about doing it in England or, you know, just overseas.
That's
So
what I
they're
heard
just trying to
too,
figure
that they
that
were
out.
thinking about doing it in England, yeah. Which would, I mean, would make sense because they want
They're
to
like.
do it. They don't want to do it in the United States, which would be weird. Although, I think, man, if you're looking to do something patriotic, do it in the U.S., you know, do it here and air it, you know. But yeah, man, like they released details about that guy's death today that were just disgusting, that I guess his fingers were. Here's the thing, too. When you hear the details, like you have to know the guy was a writer for a newspaper. And the first thing that happened to him was his fingers were cut off. Like that's anger. You know what I mean? That's an anger murder. Like it's not, you can't call it an assassination. That's a murder, man. Like they murdered this dude, whoever did. I'm not, you know, I don't want to get sued by anybody, but like they, whoever did kill this guy, like murdered him, and they cut his fingers off first and then beheaded him and then dismembered him. That's disgusting. Disgusting.
That's crazy.
What is sicker than that? That's so depraved. Like that's sick. Cause why? Cause you don't agree with somebody, or I mean, that's just nuts to me. It's nuts to me.
They're gonna keep Jinder Mahal off the air for a while.
He's from India. Yeah, they, I think they're okay there.
Yeah, but they don't.
I think they should remind people. They should just announce him every 2 seconds after he cuts a promo, just like from India. Remember, he's from India. Like, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, but dude, just grow. Let's just grow. The world that we live in, man. Like, is just, dude. It's when we used to do the Wrestle Out Loud show and the Kingpin and 13 show, which I love doing, but man, like we did not have, like the world was not this type of place when we were doing that. And it's crazy. Like the things that go on now and the things that we have to talk, cause you have to talk about it. You have to mention it. Like it's, you have to, you know,
yeah.
Man, it's just, it's a whole different ball game. It's a whole different ball game. It's like, what has happened to the world? You ever sit back and just kind of wonder, like, and just look at things and just go, what the hell happened?
Oh, yeah. I go home and I fucking wrap myself in the American flag and fucking sing the Battle of the Republic on my
porch. You're a retard. Actually, I have seen him wrapped up in the Puerto Rican flag just singing, like, little, you know, songs to himself. He's fucking weird, but yeah, man. Like,
I don't know. I don't care. I mean, it's good WWE is finding another place instead of Saudi Arabia. You know, that's enough. Regardless, they're making a protest and a concern in regards to, you know, their athletes. You know, they don't want to put them in jeopardy.
But, I don't. Well, I don't blame. Well, actually, it's not even that they don't want to put them in jeopardy. I think that they were ready to keep that show because of the paycheck. But because I mean, really, they did. Like, they took it off of their schedule. Actually, it was still on their schedule, but they had removed references to being in Saudi Arabia. But it was still there. You know, now the word comes out that they're looking for other places to put it, that it's going to stay. There were, like, talents that were saying, like, I'm not going to Saudi Arabia, which I don't blame them. Like, you don't know, like, what the hell is going to happen in a country like that. You don't know. You can just be, detained somewhere just for no reason whatsoever. Like you don't know. And like, I don't blame people for being like, yeah, yo, I'm not going, you know?
Well, you didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know.
You didn't know.
I'm totally playing that right there. You just heard it. I already added it. Yeah. Post-production. What?
Well, it looks like, you know, we passed our, you know, deadline. We were trying to keep the show within an hour. What is it, for 30 to 45 minutes?
Well, how long has it been?
Roughly 45 minutes, or hasn't it been?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no, 38 minutes. Sorry, it's counting on my phone.
Are you, like, desperate to go? You got shit to do? What do you got to do?
No.
What are you doing? What's your plans for tonight? What are you doing at night?
I'm going to go home and make some mac and cheese.
In front of a liquor store. I'm sitting in front of a liquor store, gonna get some Jobu rum and fucking
it's very bad.
And fucking Jobu.
Nobody steals Jobu's rum. It's very bad. And then he does an Allstate commercial. Damn. Yes.
He don't look.
You know that's the dude now. That does the Allstate commercials, right? Is the Joe Boo dude? Yes, Pedro Serrano.
I can't hit curveballs with my black bat.
Dude, you know, I never actually let you plug shows for what you're coming up on. You doing anything coming up soon?
No, I haven't been doing anything. I've been chilling, relaxing.
Nice.
You know,
that's what's up.
I'm not in the desire to wrestle right now.
I don't blame you.
It does affect the wallet, though. It does affect the wallet.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but at least you're not traveling and all that kind of other shit. I know I've traveled with you a couple times, man. Especially in Kansas and like the surrounding areas, like there's nothing. Like it's just that's brutal travel.
Yeah, it's just not. It's just right now I'm getting at it.
It's like somebody put a GIF outside of your window of just flatland, and then you just look at it, and it just rolls over again and again and again. Like it's tough. That's tough travel. It's not like when you lived in New York and then you would travel. That is for sure.
I agree, man, you know. But anyway, I'm in front of the liquor store. I'm going to sign the show off so we can get it done right.
Why are you just desperate to go grab some liquor and just hang out and just drink and stuff? Because if you were smart like me, you had already been drinking during the show. That's the way you do it.
Dude, you know the best part about drinking is when you take rum and you pour it on your cock and let the dog lick it off.
Because it's your dog. It's not cheating if you do that and let your dog, because it's your dog. Yeah, no, we got that.
Well, you know, now we're gonna get calls from Peter. He's fucking pouring liquor on his calculator.
Oh my god, did you see the? So I posted that on my Facebook. I wanted to post it to, and I will. I'll post it to Podcast Deathmatch with that that Crab Shack in Maine that was in a fight with Peter. The funniest shit I've seen in a long time. Super funny, and kept calling Peter out on their bullshit. I don't know if you know this, dude, but Peter. So they run. Like an animal shelter, they murder like 70% of the animals that come through there. They just euthanize and then want to like run off people about saying like, dude, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, except for it is like midnight black, like the blackest of the black, like it's been set like on fire black. This is awful shit.
They're like the Nazis, like, oh, we got to get rid of the Jews. And
then dude, it would be like the Nazis, like, doing what they do and then, like, harassing another country for, like, locking people up. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, it's just insane to me. Like, I was like, well, are they right with, like, what they're talking about? And I started looking up the statistics about, dude, they were damn right. Damn right. Like, this, like, PETA, dude, PETA is, Like, don't get me going on this. PETA, I'll get on my soapbox for a moment. I will. We're going to get hate mail, but I don't really care. So PETA, they run their mouths about all these different things. But here, meanwhile, they've been, like, roasting puppies for, like, the past, like, few years and throwing them in garbage bags out in their dumpster out behind this shelter that they run. And, and then they're going to give people grief about eating crabs. At a crab restaurant. Like it's insanity. Like it's the biggest hypocrisy. And all it is it because they want money. They want your cash. Like that's it. That's all there is to it.
Would they get upset because if I have crabs in my pants and I don't let them breathe, that's cruelty to animals?
Too funny. Disclaimer, the show is satire and don't sue us because it's satire. Yeah.
Crabs. You never caught crabs?
The only time I ever caught crabs was off a coast.
I never caught crabs because I shaved my balls really nicely. Like Fabergé eggs. They're fucking smooth.
They're so smooth though.
They're like a Cadbury egg. When you crack it open, it's so creamy.
Oh God, that's disgusting. I just puked a little in my mouth. I think I did.
Delicious.
Oh.
Delicious.
Oh. Good Lord Almighty. Yeah.
But anyway, let's end this show on the note. On the right.
We gotta end it on the right note because Angel's gotta go in the liquor store and get himself some liquor. When did you start drinking, dude? By the way.
It's called divorce, motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what? It should have been called Mark was living in Wichita, and you should have went out and drank with him, dude.
No, but I don't drink all the time. I just want to get my drink on today.
Shithead. Like, I was there. Like, we could have went out and partied. It's like we could have been bros. Well, we are bros, but we could have been better bros. Could have been drinking bros.
Well, I was trying to be a good boy, and then I got foobarred.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I know this, been there. Actually, we are going to be, so next week, we're not talking wrestling or bullshit at all. We're talking exes. It's a show for the dudes, man. Ladies, you feel free to listen. We're going to talk about exes and the horrible shit that we have gone through. And yeah, we're not going to mention any names because we don't want to get sued. But yeah, we're... We're gonna talk about it, man. And man, I got some stories. I know Angel's got some stories. Like we, like it's been a thing.
Yeah, I'm right, man. Let's give them some good fucking stories, man. A fucking relationship segment.
You know, maybe some advice on what to look for next. Actually. You know, man, like I've dated girls here and there for the past, few months, but to be honest with you, happy to be single, man. It's the happiest like time period I've had in my life, and I couldn't even tell you how long. Like, I was locked up in relationships from the time I was 19 until, almost like a year and a half ago, and man, I am not mad that I'm like just hanging by myself. Like, we're going to end this show. I'm going to edit it up and put it online, and then I'm going to chill out. I'm going to have some beers, and I'm going to play some video games, and that sounds awesome to me.
Only in America.
You that Don King dude from Rocky? Only in America. Yeah. Tommy Machine Gun. Actually, he's not one to talk about for relationships because he ended up getting AIDS, right? Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. That dude got AIDS.
Let's end it on that note. He was barred from boxing because he got AIDS.
Fuck that.
How would you like a nice mug of AIDS?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kingpin.
Yeah, and that's Mark 13. Thank you so much for joining us and for listening, whenever you're listening. And we do definitely appreciate it. We'll see you next week. And
Just always remember, we're the voice of the people, and we keep it 100% real.
We definitely do that, man. Have a great weekend, guys. See you next time.